Fantasy World. Tales, Stories, Legends and More. Book F.
Manuela and her tablet. At the moment, there are some fantastic devices which are very popular. Smartphones, computers, MP3s, MP4s, tablets, pen drives, etc. We see people using them at home, on the streets, in parks, in offices, in schools, in restaurants, and in the most unimaginable places. Manuela's birthday was in March, and she asked her parents for a tablet for her birthday gift. "Okay," the father said. "You'll have a tablet, but don't use it too much, as it may not be good for you." She got a brand new green tablet. Manuela was happy. She played games, took pictures, and listened to songs. Little by little, the tablet became Manuela's close friend. She took the tablet to school, to the park, to her grandparents' house, and to their friend's house. At night, she kept the tablet under her pillow. But she didn't take the tablet to the dining room because her parents wouldn't allow it. Then she stopped calling her friends because she sent them written messages instead. She stopped jumping rope, playing ball, swimming, biking, or roller skating with her friends because she played tablet games all the time. One day, her mother said, "Don't forget to go to the dentist because you have an appointment." "All right, Mom," Manuela said. She put the tablet in her bag and took the bus to the dentist's office. At the bus stop, she got off, walked for 2 blocks, and realized she had left her bag with the tablet on the bus seat. She ran and ran but couldn't catch the bus. Poor Manuela, her tablet had gone. It was night and she didn't know what to do. She was bored. "Call your friends," her mother said, but Manuela didn't have any phone numbers because she had erased all of them. She thought she didn't even remember how to start a phone conversation. "Go and play outside," her father said, but Manuela had forgotten how to play games other than tablet games. "Look," her brother said, handing her a camera. "The sun is shining on the flowers outside. Take some pictures." But Manuela had forgotten how to use a camera because she had only been using her tablet camera. Next day at school, her teacher asked, "What's wrong with you, Manuela?" "Oh, teacher, I lost my tablet and I don't know what to do." The teacher was clever. "There is always a solution," she said, and gave Manuela a list of 20 telephone numbers from Manuela's class. "Call your friends tonight," she said. "I don't know what to say," Manuela whispered. The teacher said, "Just dial and they'll say hello. You say hello too and the conversation will continue." So Manuela did this. Her friend Sarah said, "It's good to have you back. Let's play in the park tomorrow." Manuela said, "I forgot how to play outside." "Don't worry and just follow me." Next day, Manuela met her friends and she remembered how to jump rope, play ball, roller skate, and many, many more games. "It's so much fun," Manuela thought, "much more fun than just playing with a tablet," even though she thought it was good to have a tablet. Then she started saving money to buy another one, but she told herself, "I won't use it longer than 1 hour each day. Technology is good, but real friends are better."